RV Family Travel Atlas is sponsored by Jayco. Since 1968, Jayco has been providing a way for generations of families to create lasting memories. For more information, visit your local Jayco dealer or head on over to jayco.com.
And by the Thetford Corporation, the industry expert and innovation leader, Thetford has made RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. To see a complete lineup of products, visit thetford.com.
And by Camp Casual. Family-owned and operated since 2014, Camp Casual is committed to bringing retro-inspired dishware and home goods to the camping and RVing community. Visit campcasual.com to see what fun products you can add to your RV, your campsite, and your home.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three boys, Theo, Max, and Wes.
You can read about our adventures at RVFamilyTravelAtlas.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
On this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas, we are celebrating folks that are very dear to our hearts, small business owners across America. Tis the season for gift giving, and we want to help you find awesome gifts from amazing small businesses.
We combed through Etsy shops, asked RVFTA listeners for their own recommendations, and compiled some of our favorite travel finds from the past few years. By the end of this episode, you'll have a gift strategy that helps you feel good while doing good.
You might think big box stores are the only way to make it through the holiday season, but we know that the best gifts come in small business packages. You are listening to episode number 168, RVFTA's Small Business Saturday Holiday Gift Guide.
Before we head into this week's feature topic, Small Business Saturday, the Holiday Gift Guide, it's time for a sponsored message from our friends at Camp Casual.
Camping has never been this cool. With the Camp Casual family of product continuing to grow, it's never been a better time to add to your Camp Casual collection. Family owned and run since 2014, Camp Casual is committed to bringing retro-inspired dishware and home goods to the camping and RV community. All of their dishware is 100% BPA-free, FDA-approved, and dishwasher safe.
That's quite a triple threat.
Go over to campcasual.com and check out their serving bowl and servers. This is a great set to use for serving salads, side dishes, chips, popcorn, or anything else you're going to put out there on the table during mealtime at the campground. It's the perfect size for my boys' favorite summer dinner, which is chicken Caesar salad.
When she says her boys, she means me too, because I think my favorite thing that you make in the summer seasonally is definitely the chicken Caesar salad. And then when it's in the Camp Casual serving bowl, it tastes even better.
Looks so pretty.
It does. So we have a coupon code. Use code RVFTA17 to get 20% off the serving bowl and servers.
At campcasual.com.
At campcasual.com. Mm-hmm. Now, can we order a second set for Penny?
Oh, jeez.
We'll talk about it after. All right. So Camp Casual wants to thank you for welcoming their products into your RV, your campsite, and your home. And I think what they're saying by that is that you need two sets of everything. I think it's very subliminal.
It's worked on us, those subliminal messages.
Yeah, like
messages.
You need it for your RV, and then you need it for your house, too, like one of each.
Okay. Now, this week on this episode, we are not doing a news minute, an RVFTA news minute, and we're not doing a roundup at the end, just because we want to spend the whole time recommending great small business RV themed gifts on this episode. Okay. So we're going to dive right into the recommendations, but I think that we'll start by talking about Camp Casual.
They were part of the inspiration for this because I think we were just both thinking there's a lots of small kind of family owned companies out there that make really cool products for RV owners and campers where a lot of these things like mass market companies don't necessarily make. Mm-hmm. And Camp Casual is just one of those cool companies. And they were born roughly at the same time that RVFTA was born.
Yeah. And they are a family business. This is a mom and a daughter who we've just grown to know and love. And the thing that I love being able to witness is the care that they take when trying to develop a new product. It's like they listen to their people and what they want. And they're always saying, oh, people are asking for this or
that. Social media research.
Yeah, they're really listening to what people are saying and what people want, and they try to provide that. Now, I personally don't think that there is anything better out there in that $70 to $80 gift range than the Camp Casual blankets. We've mentioned them before because they are literally one of our very favorite things. These blankets are used perhaps more than any other item in our household because our boys never put them
like
down.
Yeah, they're like Linus's security blanket. Like the boys walk around the house with the blankets wrapped around them Saturday morning. And like we keep the heat on in the house, by the way.
Yeah.
But they really do. Like on Saturday morning, if they're watching a cartoon or whatever, they all have their Camp Casual blankets wrapped around them. They're so comfy. They're so cozy. This is a gift that shows a lot of love for somebody.
It is. It's a special present. It's not the $20 gift. This is a really nice gift. But I'm telling you, these blankets have been around our house. They're abused. You know how our boys are. I'm washing them all the time. They're just the softest, coziest thing in the fall, the winter, the spring. There's nothing you'd rather get under on the couch. And also, we keep them in the camper, and there's nothing we'd rather have over by the campfire.
You make a mug of hot tea in your Camp Casual mug, and then you throw on the blanket, and it's a really nice, cozy combination. So the other gift by Camp Casual that's really probably our other favorite are the mugs.
Mm-hmm.
And if I put a photo of these mugs up on Instagram, everybody freaks out. And if they don't own them already, they're like, oh, where do you get those? They're really, really stylish mugs. And they're those beefy diner style mugs too.
Yeah, and that's a $20 gift range, right? That's perfect when you're looking for that gift that you're going to give to maybe teachers or friends or things like that. Like that's that $20 gift, and the mugs that fall into that category. So there's really kind of something for everyone from Camp Casual, for anyone that loves that quirky kind of vintage styled design. I love this company. I always look forward to their products.
You could match a mug and a blanket as a super special gift for someone you love, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That would work
the
really
special
well.
Special lady in your life. That's
oh
nice.
My God. That's a really nice combo. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad I thought of that. Okay. Moving on. I think this is really one of the coolest gifts you could give your husband or your wife or somebody that you travel with, that camping buddy or that friend that you take trips with. We've talked about this company years ago now. You know, our podcast is 3 years old. We covered them way back at the beginning. They're still going strong, still makes a great gift. See America Prints by the Creative Action Network. So if over the past summer you went to Acadia National Park or Olympic National Park or Yellowstone, what a great gift to get a framed print from See America. There are so many great artists, so many beautiful prints from pretty much every national park you can imagine.
Yeah. And the right now they're running a special, which is free shipping if you order something that's $100 or more, if you order $100 or more. They also were kind enough to give us a code for 20% off, which is See America RV. And don't get overwhelmed, guys. Every single thing that we mention in this episode, from, you know, the links to any of the products, to any coupon codes or special offers, it's all going to be in the show notes for this episode.
Breathe, everybody.
Yeah, at RV Family Travel Atlas.
We know we're hitting you hard and heavy with all kinds of great gift ideas. So look, get that print. If you went to I want the Redwoods print, Stephanie. I'm asking for it officially on air for Christmas.
Here comes
the Redwoods
Jeremy's
print.
Christmas list.
The one that shows like the trees, like as if you were looking up into the tree, into the canopy. I love that print. I would really like to get it.
All right. You can go on and buy it for yourself.
Now, also, they have a
lot of... Jeremy does Christmas.
I want you to buy it for me. They have a lot of other cool gifts, too. They have See America calendars if you want something more at like the $20 price point. They have a cool coffee table book, which compiles all the different, many of the different posters and gives the story behind them. And they also have See America Yankee candles, which really smell wonderful, and they smell like the national parks, which they have the picture of on the front of the candle. So
yeah, we were able to give some of those away earlier this year. That was fun.
All kinds of cool gifts, and thankfully, Stephanie asked for the coupon code today, and our buddy Max over at See America got back to her right away. Stephanie was like, I'm sorry to ask you so late, but I really want a coupon code.
And I like giving our audience coupon codes.
So do I. And I he very generously offered that coupon code, and you can get the free shipping, so you can combo the two.
Okay. But I just, you know, now that you brought that up, I just want to point out that is what it's like to work with small businesses, right? I mean, that's the nature of a small business is I email Max at See America today. And I'm like, oh, Max, do you want to give everybody a coupon code? And he's like, sure. Right. And there it is. And it's done. And the same thing with, you know, Camp Casual. I'm like, Rachel, do you want to give everybody a coupon code? And she's like, that would be awesome. So it's just like their way of reaching out and touching base with the people who they know are going to enjoy their products through us. And I just love those relationships that we've been lucky enough to build.
And they're part of our community, and they have been for years. We have many of the See America prints. I'm looking at the one from Sleeping Bear Dunes right now, which I love. And I'm looking at our one from Great Smoky Mountains, which I also love.
Yes.
And the guy that did our logo, Matt Brass, he's got many, many great See America posters. He's our favorite See America
artist. He's our favorite.
You want to check him out.
Yeah. In fact, that's why we asked him to do our logo, because we love to See America print so much. We were bold enough to reach out and say.
This is almost 3 years ago. We emailed Max and said, Max, do you have a name for somebody that would be great for our logo? And Max gave us Matt Brass's name. And again, this is what it is like when you're working in the world of small businesses and everyone's helping each other out.
Now, another company that has been near and dear to our hearts since really the very earliest days of RVFTA, we came across them and started using their product very early on, is the Toastite pie irons. Now, a pie iron is one of these contraptions, old-fashioned contraptions that you use to cook over the campfire, right? So you've got these long handles that end in these two circular plates, right, that you're going to put your pieces of bread or whatever it is, your tortillas, whatever it is you're going to kind of make as your pocket. You put that on either side, and then you put your filling, whatever your filling's going to be, you smush it together, and then you cook it over the campfire, right, for a little while on one side, and then you flip it and you get to cook a little bit more on the other side. When you open it up, you have this delicious pocket of yumminess depending on what you've put in there. So what are some of our favorites, Jeremy?
Well, we've done a variety of grilled cheeses, which all come out great. The boys love the pizzas you've made. And I actually did Reuben's once, and I'm actually kind of disappointed in myself that I never did them again, because I thought they were really good, right?
Well,
and it was based
endless.
Off one of the recipe cards.
Yeah, I mean, they have so many recipe cards.
Two other thoughts on this. Great stocking stuffer, because they're long and they'd fit perfectly in a stocking and they'd look really kind of cool poking out of a stocking. Second thought, you know, occasionally I feel kind of bad like recommending gear that we've only owned for a few months, but just kind of the nature of what we do, that sometimes I've only had something for 3 or 4 months and I recommend it. And I don't know about the longevity of the product. We have had these pie irons now for 2.5 years, and they work perfectly. I mean, they look like they've been used, but they have held up incredibly well. They are well-made products.
Anything that's made with cast iron is going to actually do better over time. The more you use it, the more you season it, the better cooking experience you're going to have. So this is that kind of product, that the longer you have them, the happier you're probably going to be with them.
All right. I'm really excited for this next recommendation. So we want to recommend a very small business called Brook Birch Tea Shop, and it's run by a podcast listener named Angelita Bonita, who we met at a rally several years ago, and sadly we haven't seen her since, though we've remained in touch over social media. We hope to camp with her again. But what she is doing with her tea company is she's actually using the profit that she makes to restore a vintage camper. I mean, she's directly taking the profits from her tea orders and restoring her camper named Back Road Betty. So you want to follow Back Road Betty on Instagram. And it is such a romantic story. Her and Damien, right?
Yep. Her lovely boyfriend, Damien.
Lovely.
Really nice.
They're just
couple.
An adorable couple. And, you know, as they can, they're going out and working on Betty and trying to get her roadworthy. I think at this point, they would probably really love to get her roadworthy for next spring.
Yeah.
And I want single RVFTA podcast listener to do an order from the Brook Birch Tea Shop. She sent us samples, so we owe her an order, by the way.
Yes,
she sent
and
us some
I
free
know
samples.
What I'm going to order, too.
Well, I do, too. So what were some of your favorites? And then let's make sure we tell everybody how to order the tea.
Okay, so one of my absolute favorite was the nutritive tea that she sent us. Now, why was this my favorite? I don't happen to be a big fan of fruity or floral teas. I'm a little different that way. I like something a little bit earthier. So some of you out there might have that kind of taste profile also. The nutritive tea had oat straw, nettles, peppermint, red clover, and red raspberry, and I love it. It would be my go-to once-a-day tea. We drink actually a lot of tea during the fall and winter.
As crazy as it is, because I drink so much coffee, I also really do. At a certain point in the day, I switch over to tea. I don't keep drinking coffee. Now, we liked the Mint Medley.
Yep.
We really liked Cozy Rosie. Loved Sunshine in a Cup. My favorite was Lovely Lavender because I'm more of a black tea guy. And these are really like rich, delicious teas. You know, they were really good. These were better than the teas you're going to go get at the grocery store.
You can get them loose. We didn't because we asked her to put them in bags for us just because we don't do loose tea. But if you are a little more...
adventurous. Tea-venturous.
I was going to say authentic. You could do loose tea from her also and she'll deliver that. Now, if you want a complete list of Brooke Birch teas, you are going to email brookebirchtea@gmail.com.
And you are. You are going to email them and get the list of teas.
And Brooke is Brooke Birch. tea@gmail.com. Again, it's all going to be in the show notes, every single bit of information that I'm giving you.
And just think, you put in a couple orders for tea and they're going to go out and do some work on Backroad Betty. And we want to see Backroad Betty out on the byways of America. And we want to see her at the campground with us next spring. So let's all lend a helping hand and order these. And these are great teas. You're getting a great product.
All right. Another podcast listener has a little side gig business that I absolutely adore.
A lot of our podcast listeners are hustling. I love it. We got a lot of hustlers out there listening.
So true. All right. So Andy Fagan sells her knitting patterns over on the Ravelry website. And I will link to Andy Fagan's specific shop through our show notes. But of course, if you just Google Andy Fagan Ravelry, her shop will pop right up. Now, Andy is a podcast listener who designed the Going to the Mountains hat pattern. If you remember from our fundraiser for the Tents for Troops, she designed that pattern and all of her profits went directly to the fundraiser.
And she raised a good chunk of money.
Hundreds of dollars.
And it was a gorgeous hat, by the way.
Yeah.
It's my favorite hat.
Yeah. And so another podcast listener, Gail, knitted the hats for us since we don't knit.
Oh, well, yeah. And super thanks to Gail. Now, I have to say, I wear this hat when I'm in a really good mood. Like if I'm really happy, I go and I put on my Going to the Mountains hat.
All right. Good to know. Now, other patterns that she has in her shop that I find really adorable is a squish starfish hat, which is super cute. And also she has ear warmers, scarves, sweaters, just, you know, all the stuff that a non-knitter like me looks at and thinks, gosh, I wish I had someone to make that for me.
It ain't me, babe.
I know. I don't even ask. All right. So head on over and check out Andy Fagan's knitting shop.
All right. Now, the next product is a real Janine Pettit favorite. And she's talked about these. And we just really like them so much. And the part of it is there's like a good social cause behind it. So we also wanted to promote this company. They're called Lucy Lights. Janine had them the last time we camped with Janine. They're inflatable LED lights. They're really, really cool. And they're very attractive, actually. So I just bought one because I really wanted one. I haven't even opened it yet because I just got it a couple days ago. But I'm excited to add this to our camp lights for around the campfire at night.
Yeah, this company has a great social conscience and it's sent over just recently over 65,000 of these lights to areas that have been affected by these natural disasters, including Puerto Rico. So this is just relevant. It's now. And how cool is it when you find a product that you would love to have at your campsite? You can't believe how small these pack up and they just blow inflatable right up. They're solar. So they just sit out there and charge all day. And at night, they cast this really nice light without being overwhelming. Even though they're LED, they don't have that like, ooh, too bright. It's too much.
And LEDs, like, they don't look good in pictures at night either. These actually look good. And there's a variety of colors. It's not just one color.
Yeah, the one that you got is multicolored, so it changes.
I'm excited about that.
So that was a little more pricey.
And part of your purchase is going to go towards them sending these lights to people that need them.
Yeah, so not only do they do the natural disaster areas, but then they also send them to areas without reliable electricity. So, you know, just at the end of the day, kids in areas, you know, in third world countries have a light to be able to do their homework by and things
like
that.
And these are like $15 to $20. So on some of the things on this show, we're not really going to mention prices because there's a wide range of prices. Like when we get to the awesome Etsy shop segment that's coming up, right? We're not going to talk about prices because there's hundreds of different price points.
Yeah,
but for this one, it's one product, one price point.
It is about $14.95 in general for one, although you paid $20 for the one you got with the multi-lights. But then you can also get packages of, I think, four of them at like $45. So that's a nice deal because four would be perfect to just kind of spread out around your campsite and it would really do you well for lighting.
Yeah. And they kind of have this like very relaxed, chill look to them, don't they? They're soothing.
Yeah. I think that it's a fantastic product. I think Janine was spot on in recommending them so highly to her audience. So I wanted to include them in our list for
sure. That girl's
sure.
always spot on with her product recommendations.
All right. So those, that's our first segment. All right. Those are the actual companies that we sort of like have come to know and develop a relationship with over either the last few years or just recently in our podcasting world, these actual companies. Now, we have two other segments for small business.
Give a sneak peek.
Okay. So for our next segment, we're actually going to go into sort of almost like a conceptual Small Business Saturday guide, right? One of the things that we've learned is that it's great to order gifts from places that you've been on your travels. So we're going to talk a little bit more of that in the second segment. And then in the third segment, we're going to sort of the epicenter of small business, Etsy. And we're going to talk about Etsy.
I went on to the Etsy website for the first time, and it blew my mind, I have to say. I'm really excited to talk about these little Etsy shops. So stay tuned. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for our second segment on our Small Business Saturday podcast, where we're recommending all kinds of cool gifts from small businesses. And this segment is going to be all about getting gifts that are inspired by your travels over the past year. But before we go into all that great content, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Thetford.
Thetford is the industry expert and innovation leader, and they have been making RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. Now, we see a lot of posts on Facebook asking for advice on stinky holding tanks in the RV. Thetford has everything you need to keep your black and gray tanks in stink-free condition. And we've actually been using Thetford products since we bought our very first pop-up camper.
Yeah, I've never bought any other holding tanks products, I swear.
Right.
I've only bought Thetford products. Because I get, honestly, because they worked, and so I never thought to go buy anything else.
Right. So think about, instead of trying to deal with the stink after it happens, think about really taking preventative measures and using things like their gray water odor control or their tissue digester or their level gauge cleaner. Stop the stink before it starts. That's my saying.
Stop the stink before it starts.
That's what we've done all these years. We had one boo-boo in all these years.
I made a mistake.
And you made a mistake.
It was my fault.
And we knew it.
Let's not go into details on that one. But I walked into the camper and I was like, oh yeah, that's my fault.
Right. So, you know, you don't have to have tank odor. That's the moral of this story. If you have a regimen and you use the right products, you can actually be odor-free.
And let's just throw in a bonus tip we've given before. When you flush the toilet, you can't have the fan open.
Oh, yeah.
You can't have your magic fan or whatever those are called
and
open.
Close the lid. I tell the kids.
Suck the stink right out of the black tank.
Before you flush and use lots of water, people. Okay. So to see a complete lineup of products, visit Thetford.com.
Okay, so Stephanie, this is a little bit more conceptual. So I love this idea, though. So we all find cool shops that we love, whether it's a coffee shop or a vineyard or whatever it might be, when we're traveling over the course of the year, and we, you know, you buy a little, you know, a little gift then, or a little something as a memento or souvenir, and then you kind of forget about those shops. Why not order something from them from Christmas time? It'll bring back some really evocative memories of your summer travels, of your fall travels, whatever it might be. So I love this idea, and we have done this sporadically over the past few years.
Well, many of the shops that you have loved on your travels actually do have online ordering. That's just a fact of life for small business America these days. You know, you don't even realize that the toy shop you might go to in your own downtown has a brisk business online. It's the way a lot of brick and mortar retailers actually stay afloat in this day and age.
And I feel like, I mean, like in the next segment, we're going to look at these Etsy shops. A lot of competitive pricing out there. I mean, sometimes it might feel like you're paying a couple bucks more to get it from a small business, but the prices are competitive with some of the big boys.
So what I recommend is thinking of a coffee or a wine or a beer or a food that you discovered this year on your travels, and make that your like go-to gift for your friends or your coworkers this year. So most people are like me. You have like a gift. It might be in the $10 to $15 to $20 range that you're giving to sort of the people that are a little bit, you know, they're not your family, they're not your kids, but that they're special in your life. And instead of like running around to a bunch of stores and looking for whatever $10, $15 tchotchke jumps out, or like at the, you know, toilet, like the, you know, lotion store or whatever, why don't you instead just think of one thing that you really loved and buy like 10 of those
things? And it can feel a little more special when it's from that particular region and you can only get it in that place. It's not something you can go buy anywhere.
And the nice thing is that I never want to do this while I'm traveling. So like when we're at these places, I'm never like, let me do my Christmas shopping right now. That's crazy. And I don't want to drag it around in the RV.
You're not
going to
buy me coffee from Beanstalk Roasters in July for Christmas. Dear God, I hope not. Those
Excellent
beans wouldn't be fresh.
Point.
So look, I would love to get, you know, a couple pounds of coffee from like Beanstalk Roasters on Cape Cod, or from Eastern Shore Coastal Roasting Company in the Eastern Shore out of Virginia. I would love to get that in my stocking for Christmas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So if you have any – some people – we're very lucky. We're very blessed to have such lovely podcast listeners who sometimes send us coffee from their travels as well. We've had a few bags of coffee show up from
– and some very good bags of coffee.
Yeah, from places that our listeners know that like Jeremy has loved over the years. And, you know, that kind of a thing is super special.
Johan and Phil, I love you guys.
And Cheryl. Cheryl brought you. What's that coffee?
Dynamite
Cheryl. Roasters in Asheville, right?
Honduras, so, Cheryl. I remember.
Yeah, so it's really a nice treat to get a pound of coffee from a special roaster somewhere around the country. So think if you came across that roaster, go online. I bet they're going to ship to you.
It's
going to
feel like there's a little bit more love behind it than that bag of Starbucks Christmas blend, which, by the way, I like Starbucks Christmas
yummy.
Blend.
It's yeah.
So does Stephanie. But it's just going to feel like there was a little bit more like time and thought put into it.
So something that I really enjoyed this year in a few different places that we traveled was the specialty olive oil and vinegar stores. So it was really fun. One time when we were in Ohio, and then another time when we were in Bar Harbor, Maine, I took my kids into the olive oil and balsamic vinegar shops. And we did tastings. And I love this because one of my favorite things is to kind of stretch my kids' palates a little bit and like just get them into different flavors and tastes.
And you've done a good job with 2 out of 3.
Yeah, I know. The other one's 4. I don't know. He'll come along.
I can't believe you just ratted him out.
Well, no, actually he chose a blueberry vinegar. He was drinking the vinegar. So he was...
Wesley loves blueberries.
Yeah, he was right on board. So I wanted to mention that this is a fantastic gift for people. I actually got gifts, like a hospitality gift. Like we were in Ohio and we were visiting friends, and I got a olive oil and vinegar to go to dinner that night as a house gift. And it's just a perfect gift for someone. So in Bar Harbor, Maine, I got a basil olive oil and a Maine wild blueberry vinegar. And I'm still enjoying
those bottles. I just had that blueberry one because remember we got the Italian bread from the pizza place?
Yeah.
That blueberry was surprisingly good to me.
So what was the name
of that place though?
Okay. So that is, let me see, I have it, Fiora Artisan Olive Oils and Vinegars in Bar Harbor, Maine. They also have other locations in Maine, but they have a beautiful shop online and it's really easy to order. They have free shipping over $100. So you think about getting maybe 5 or 10 people that you need to buy for their gifts, and that's free shipping.
Or something for you and something as a present.
And they also have loyalty programs. So if you get a certain amount, then you get a free, you know, olive oil or whatever. And they have lots of gift packs.
Remember that lady that came in that was like cashing in her loyalty points?
She told me.
She was very serious.
She said, do you have the loyalty program? I said, no. And the lady goes, you better get it.
She was offended.
She's like, you'll get free stuff.
By the way, I want to remind everybody that I know we're hitting you fast with all kinds of great recommendations. There will be links to all of these things in the show notes on our website at rvfamilytravelatlas.com. So if something went by too quickly and you're driving, don't even need to pull over and write it down. Just go to the show notes later and there'll be a link that will take you directly to all these great places.
Now, this summer I went to the Chatham Vineyard on Church Creek, which was near Cape Charles in Virginia, where we visited the Sunset Beach Resort with our friends, Heather and John. We went to the vineyard because I usually don't have anybody to visit vineyards with me because you don't drink. And then my other 3 children are obviously not drinkers. So it was nice to be able to have some company. And we went to do some wine tasting, which was fun. And this was a lovely winery. And their rosé really actually knocked my socks off. It was really great. It's hard to find a good rosé sometimes.
And John also loved that Eastern Shore Coastal local roasting company. John and Heather have good taste.
They do. They do. That's why we like to travel with them. So I would definitely get like a bottle of that wine for my friends or my family. You know, it's like anybody that likes a nice bottle of wine, that's a $20 gift. That's the perfect gift to give somebody and say, oh, I went to this vineyard and it's just, this is a special bottle. So again, we're telling you things that we, you know, buy, you know, after our travels, but think about your own places that you've been.
That's so important. I mean, like here are just some ideas from our own travels, but yeah, think back to where you went. And when you get that present or you give that present to your husband or wife, it's going to bring back all those great memories from the trip. And I think that's going to add more meaning to the gift as well.
All right. So we've done coffee, olive oil, wine, and now honey.
Cape May honey. And it's called Cape May honey. Well, it comes in a really attractive jar, for one thing. I remember that jar being so nice.
Yes.
And it was really, I think it was the best honey I've ever had.
It's so delicious. I love this place. And of course, there's more than honey. There's the bee, you know, all the little beeswax candles, and they're so bright. There's all that kind of gifty stuff. I just want to stick with the honey. I'll be honest, I would have completely forgotten about Cape May honey. Somebody came into my home last weekend. We had some people over for breakfast, and she said she saw, because I have the bottle still from Cape May honey, because the bottle's so pretty. It's long gone, but the bottle's there on my counter, and she goes, Cape May honey, isn't that just the best honey? I thought, oh my gosh, yes.
We were in Cape May with them. I forgot that was years ago.
And see, that is what just it evokes those memories. I got the honey and then I have that little bottle there and it's sitting on the counter. So it just, it all kind of circles around.
Yeah, and if you go to the grocery store and buy somebody some honey, I mean, it's like, that's not a nice Christmas or holiday gift.
No, no, but in a nice bottle. Now, and as I'm saying this, now I'm remembering like the lavender farm that we visited in Delaware this summer.
Amazing place to get some gifts.
Oh my gosh. And those lavender cookies were out of this world.
How about the lavender?
They're not on our list.
How about the lavender foot rub?
But I just remembered the lavender place. That would be the perfect spot. The lavender farm. Like that kind of thing. Like you just go through your travels and you could just make the longest list.
I use that lavender foot rub. Because, I mean, apparently, according to Stephanie, my feet are gross.
I won't touch
it. So I've been using that lavender foot rub. I love it.
Are they getting any better?
I think like 1% better, you know.
Everybody, I'm sorry. We'll have to move on. Okay.
We just lost like 1,000 subscribers.
I know. Everybody just turned off. All right. Cherry Republic. This is like the gift giving central, right?
Yeah, and that was near Traverse City, mm-hmm. Glen Arbor.
In Glen Arbor.
Glen Arbor. Yeah. What an adorable town, by the way. And Cherry Republic was such a cool place. They had everything there. The boys loved the sodas. I got coffee there. We got cherries, chocolate-covered cherries. We got all kinds of stuff.
We got cherry peanut butter. Remember that cherry chocolate peanut butter? That was so good.
I mean, to get somebody like a $50 gift box from a place like Cherry Republic would be amazing.
They have they specialize in gifts on this online, the Cherry Republic online website. You can pick boxes from $37 to $100, a huge range, or you can just individually get things like they have cherry salsa. What a good gift that is, right? Get everybody you know, like the little, just the housewarming gift that you're going to bring when you go to a Christmas party or something. Get a case of cherry salsa. And a case of, you know, a nice tortilla chip. And you put the cherry salsa in the tortilla chip in a nice Christmas bag. That's a
good
gift.
How about a stocking stuffer for the kids? Get them each one of those bottles of soda.
Yeah, or the
chocolate
covered
cherries. I mean, some people
are cringing
out there with but these are, you know, these are delicious sodas.
Oh, yeah. They had a wine tasting bar there at the Cherry Republic. And next to it was a soda tasting bar. So it was really awesome.
Yeah, and if it's presented as like a stocking stuffer and that rare treat for those of you that don't do soda, I don't see no harm, no foul in my book.
All right. Now, our last one on the list is not actually a recommendation from our travels. It's a recommendation from our camping buddy, Phil.
He's a legend.
I said to him, we were around the fire last week, and I said, Phil, what's the place you order jerky from?
He raves about this jerky place. Like, you could be in the middle of a conversation about football, and he'll just, like, shift to talking about the jerky from the Charleston House of Jerky.
Yeah.
And we went to Charleston with Phil. Yep. Phil came with us and his lovely wife, Leslie, and their kids when we camped at James Island County Park, mm-hmm. and they went to this Charleston House of Jerky, and he has not stopped talking about
it
since
so
then.
Because it was so good, he now orders it online. And I'm like, I've got to order jerky from this place because he swears it was so good and we didn't get there. But I thought this is the type of thing that really great travelers do, right? You fall in love with the jerky that you have at the Charleston House of Jerky. It doesn't have to be over just because you're not in Charleston anymore.
I want to challenge you to something here. I think that I should get something off of this podcast for you, and you should get something off this podcast for me, because I think there's so many things that we both love.
All right, you're easy.
Why don't we do it?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, easy. I'm not sure what I'm going to get you yet.
Enter into these deals so you can get some coffee. I get it.
It doesn't have to be coffee. Oh, my gosh. The Etsy shops blew my mind.
Oh, brother. Folks, you have to understand something. I live with a shopper. And up until this point, Jeremy did not even really understand that Etsy existed. I introduced him to Etsy.
I knew what Etsy was all about. I have never gone to
You've never been on that website. And now, because of this show, you have, and it could be dangerous for a future.
Or it could be helpful to some small businesses out there in America.
We have a bunch of crowdsourced Etsy recommendations coming up in our next segment.
And RV and camping themed ones. So yes. You definitely want to stay tuned. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for segment 3 of our Small Business Saturday podcast, and this is going to be almost exclusively recommendations from Etsy shops and RV and camping-themed gifts, so you're going to want to listen to all of these. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco.
Go big with Jayco's Whitehawk, one of the leading ultralight travel trailers. The 2018 Whitehawk features impeccable attention to detail, industry-leading construction, convenient design, and Jayco's 2-year limited warranty that makes getting down to fun, fast, and easy. Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
So in a sense, you know, like companies like Camp Casual and Toastite inspired this podcast to begin with. Now for this section on Etsy shops, Stephanie was very much inspired by making something happy. So why don't you talk about them for a second?
Yeah, well, Sharon Cox is the owner of the Etsy shop Making Something Happy. And I came across her products about a year and a half or more ago, and I featured some of them on one of our, I think our spring gear guide, like in 2016, a while ago. I love Sharon's stuff, and I know that many of our listeners have now purchased it. I have to say, I walked in recently to somebody's, a podcast listener's trailer, and there was a Making Something Happy dish, you know, towel. And I said, oh my gosh, look. And she said, I love it. I heard on your gift guide, I got it. And that just really touched me because I'm like, this is sharing people that are doing really great things and connecting the people that make those things to the people that want to have them in their trailers. And that's what it's all about. So anyway, here's the bad news. Making Something Happy is actually closed for a short time right now. Sharon is taking a little bit of a break, like as in a month or two. She might be open before Christmas, but I can't guarantee it. So even though
bookmark her page.
Even though I would love to recommend that you go on over and buy some of her stuff, you can't right now, but that's okay. I can still give a little bit away. I actually have 2 sets of her dish towel and her dish drainer towels that I'm going to give away. I will post a picture of them at some point coming up in the future.
Social media picture.
On social media.
And make sure you look at our stories. She might do it there. Yeah. I don't know, but she might.
So I will do that.
On Instagram.
I'm just giving you advance warning. I'm going to do a giveaway of 2 different sets of her dish towels coming up soon. So you can look for them and otherwise keep a bookmark on her shop to...
Absolutely. Like when you open the RV up in the spring, that might be a great time to get something from her shop.
So cute.
Now, we also love the Paper Giraffe Shop. So tell our listeners a little bit about what they might be able to find there for a great holiday gift.
Well, so this is another personal podcast connection. Emily has been a podcast listener for a very long time, and she follows us on Instagram, and we had followed her back. And so I saw over a while in our own feed her invitation designs. She's a graphic designer. So I'd always see them, and I think, how cute. Well, I also saw that she does these customizable printables for your camper. So it'll be like Happy Camper with a little trailer picture, or you can put in your own family name. Now, the great thing about this is you can buy it some of them are $4 or less. You get the printable.
And so you just print it up over and over again over the years.
You just print it up off of your printer. But this is why I really wanted to recommend this. This I think is the perfect affordable gift for a child to maybe give to a mom or a parent, right? Have them buy the printable from the paper giraffe shop. You print it out. You go get a frame for it. You put it in the frame. You wrap it up. And now a child has given a parent a nice gift for about $10. Like, that's, I think, a really good gift.
And if it gets ruined, you print up another one. And if you have a color printer and then you frame it, it's going to look really beautiful. I mean, these are very stylish designs. Yeah, I love what I've seen.
Oh, she's got such good taste. I really, really enjoy her stuff. And you can go over and you can write your name on it, you know, your family's name.
And she's an RV owner, so she gets that part of the style down perfectly.
All right. The next Etsy shop. Now, those are sort of our personal connections to Etsy stores that we've seen over the years. Now, I went on our RVFTA Facebook group, and I asked people what Etsy shops they recommend.
You got such great recommendations. My goodness.
It was a dangerous post. It was a dangerous post.
And we're going to link to all of these things in the show notes. So if you're overwhelmed by all these great recommendations, you can always go back to rvfamilytravelatlas.com. All of the links will be in the blog post with the show notes.
All right. So the first recommendation was Lizzie Fish Signs. All right. This was recommended by our podcast listener, Strawberry. And the Lizzie Fish Signs makes customized RV camping rolls. I love that.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah.
We're getting one. I'm sorry. We're getting one.
So it's a wooden. They're like, it looks like a wood board.
And you could put your own quirky rules.
Whatever your rules are. So whether it's like sit by the fire, nap every day, relax, you know, that kind of thing.
When I do occasionally see something like that in a store, the rules don't always seem to fit like our family's personality.
That's because nobody relaxes. And they're always like, the rules are always about like people like sitting around relaxing.
Our rules would be like, if you smash something, make sure you pick up the broken glass.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I have a hard time with those like rule things. So I'm like, oh, yeah.
But wait, I'm telling you, and this is not going to be my gift to you or your gift to me. We're just getting one of these. And also,
like
she has a lot of great fishing signs. So if you have a fisherman or a fisherwoman in the family or your kids like to fish, you could get a really cool sign for your RV or your home that's fishing themed. Those were really, really nice too.
All right. The next recommendation was Back Roads Mama. And Charity, listener Charity, recommended these. She makes camper bunk sheets. Now, a lot of people hate how standard sheets do not fit on camper bunks. It really bugs them. Like, I've never cared about just tucking under more of the sheet. It hasn't bothered me. But for somebody that wants a sheet that actually fits a camper bunk, this is the way to go. Now, some of the designs, too, are, I think, a little more, I don't know, a little more trendy, you know.
I think you nailed it. And I'm far from the person to comment on this in a sense, but I know exactly what you mean. Like, they would be great for a teenager.
Or a preteen, right.
And honestly, particularly like a teenage girl who has her own style and doesn't want necessarily cute anymore.
Exactly. Right. Like, so if your older child wants to express their design sensibility maybe a little more in the camper, and that would make them feel better about their own bed and their own space in the camper, this might be a cool gift, you know,
Stephanie,
for that direction.
I love that you just said that because it just – I mean, I don't know if I've ever thanked you for this. You have made the boys' bunks so personalized, and they each have their own sort of private little world on their bunks with, you know, whether it's Wesley's stuffed animals or it's Max and Theo's nightlights that they keep up there. You've done a great job of making that their private space that they really do like to retreat to.
There are certain things that I don't think anybody should tell you, like what you have to have in the beds. One of them, like, you should be comfortable in your bed, you know? Like,
we have the same philosophy with haircuts for the boys.
And haircuts.
You want to wear your hair long, wear it long.
Nobody can tell you how you have to have your hair.
You want a crew cut, get a crew cut, kid. I'm not the dad who cares.
I don't know. There's certain things. So, all right. So, the next shop, Rustic Metalhead.
These were so cool. And let me ask you, Stephanie.
This is another recommendation from Charity. She gave two.
They're like metal signs that you could get like an A-frame, a Class A, a Class C, a travel trailer. They're customizable. Now, do you see these as something you would hang in the RV or more for something in your home?
Well, you could hang it in your – you know, you can put anything on your RV walls. These aren't – I don't think these are going to be too heavy. And you can use the 3M hooks and definitely put these up, no problem. I like wall art in the camper. I always have it up, and I just don't use anything permanent to hang them. So I like that. But then also some people really like that sort of splash of their RV life in their house.
That's what I thought when I saw these. I was like, when I walk into my house, I would love to see a customizable sign, a metal sign of our toy hauler.
I don't know. I'm not like that. I don't have camper stuff in the house.
They
I only
look
have
like
camper.
Something that's worthy of a spot in your home. Well, the podcast studio then.
Yeah.
You know, something
oh, no,
like
absolutely.
That. I think these were very stylish.
They are.
Really like nicely made. They're heirlooms. They'll last. You'll give these to your kids.
And they didn't have every type of RV in the shop. But as somebody pointed out on this Facebook thread, Etsy shop owners are notorious for being able to customize anything. So if you want a Class C and you're like, and you message the owner of the shop and you say, I'd like a Class C. Can you do that? The, you know, they probably can. I've messaged Etsy owners for custom work. It's just, it's like, can you do this?
I'm picturing being in a big box store and finding like a cool sign of like a Class A motorhome. And then like you find the employee and you're like, could you make one of these for like
just,
a Class C?
Just
it's like a comical situation. But again, that's the cool thing about small businesses and Small Business Saturday. And we're so happy to be celebrating some of these companies.
The next shop is So Lost Designs, but it's SEW, So Lost.
That threw me for a minute.
Yeah.
Cool keychains. And some of them are felt keychains.
Yeah, they're like, there's some felted, there's some fabric. It's different kinds of styles that way. But Trista recommended them and she said that they got their classy keychain from this shop and she really liked it.
And so, they did have a lot of options. A
lot of options.
In the keychains, a lot of options.
Now, Trista also recommended the Crafty Camper Vinyl Shop.
Can I stop you for one second?
Okay.
All of our female podcast listeners have really cool names. So like Trista, Charity, and Strawberry. I just want you to know you have really cool names.
You're enjoying their names.
Well, I mean, there's a link. Like these, so these cool podcast listeners with cool names
hey, that's
also
not fair.
Know.
None of us named ourselves. They we are, we're not in charge of whether we have cool
yeah, but,
names
but
or not.
What a coinky dink. They have these kind of cool artsy names and they know all the cool artsy Etsy shops. There's
right.
something going on there.
So Trista recommended the Crafty Camper Vinyl Shop because they did a customized vinyl decal for her RV. Now, a lot of people like those vinyl decals for their RVs because, of course, you can put it on and you can take it off. You're not sticking it onto your camper permanently.
And they look kind of rugged and retro. They look kind of, they don't look like that cheesy sticker that's going to peel off. They look almost like a permanent piece of art that would go on there. I want a couple of these too, Steph.
Yeah, I know, Jeremy. Everybody knows you want everything on the list.
I know. I don't want everything. I want 80% of the things we're recommending.
All right. Creative Design 77. So Trista recommended this for custom wood sign for their campsite. So this is a super popular. It's almost like one of the first things a lot of people get when they start RVing. You go to your first campground and you see that everybody has their sort of family camping sign out. We love this. There's always going to be the people out there that are like, oh, that's so unsafe. I can't believe you put your names out there on the okay, you don't have to do it, but a lot of us love the camping signs.
I think it's interesting to compare the two because the next company as well does the custom signs. So you're talking Creative Design 77. Then the next one is Black River Wood Shop. Now, there's some real differences between
right.
these two shops. So the Creative Design 77, a lot of them are painted and colorful.
Colorful,
and
yeah.
So if that's your style, I think you would go with them.
And a lot of them had more than one section to it. Like it had a top section and then the hanging section. So a lot of the wood signs people add on. To them.
Good. And then like, yeah, exactly. And then the Black River Wood Shop was more rustic and mm-hmm. cabiny and hardy. Does that make sense
yeah.
how I'm describing
yeah.
it? Yeah.
Yeah. And Ashley recommended that one. So if you, and also there's lots of other wood sign shops on Etsy as well. So if you want one of those customized camping signs, definitely go on Etsy and search around and find one that suits your style. There's endless options out there. If you walk around a campground, you see them. You can go to an RV show and there's going to be somebody who sits there and makes them for you while you wait. It's a really part of camping culture.
It is. And it's about finding someone who makes them in a style you like because all mm-hmm. these different sign makers, they really do have different styles that may or may not fit your personal style.
All right. Now I've got our last one is from Etsy is Simply Sublime Gifts. Laura recommended this one and this was really cool. I've never seen anything like this. It was a customized platter, like serving platter, a dish. And it was made out of melamine, but you would customize it with your own name. So it would, the example said things like, welcome to Camp Puglisi, it would say, you know, or welcome to our trailer, or welcome to our camp.
Unfortunately, we weren't blessed with a cool last name.
No, we don't put our last name on anything because it's not a fun last name.
It's on my social security card and my driver's license.
I'm not one to be like, oh, I love our last name.
Well, I would get like Camp RVF too. Well, doesn't
whatever.
Sound great either. But
you can just put your name. You can put, but you don't even have to put your name on it. You could just put like some people like to say, like, this is our happy place or whatever. And there's the little RV on there. But it was so cool to be able to customize a platter like that. I thought that's such a nice gift to give to somebody. Customize it for them with their name or the type of RV they have on that platter and give it. That's a nice gift.
Absolutely. Now, Heather recommended a company named Birched Fabrics. This is not an Etsy shop.
This is our last one. It's not an Etsy, but I wanted to include it.
Very high quality fabrics if you're somebody who's crafty.
Right. So this has, Heather said, oh, this place has great fabrics with tons of camping designs on the fabrics. And then a few other people chimed in, including Sharon Cox, who obviously sews a lot of things. She said, I love their fabric. So I wanted to include this. If you are one of our listeners who is crafty, who makes things, who wants to sew their own sheets or slip covers or whatever, go to Birch Fabrics and look at their sort of camping themed design fabric. I think you'll find a lot to like if all these Etsy mavens really like it there.
Yeah, for all of us out there that have these like very plain brown RVs, you know, these types of things add so much pop and flavor to your rigs so quickly, as we discovered last year when you did, you know, when you kind of redesigned the interior of the White Hawk.
All right. Now I want to remind everybody, you're going to go over to RVFamilyTravelAtlas.com and you're going to see the very top blog post. If you're listening to this when it first comes out for this episode number 168. In those show notes, it's just a blog post. It's going to have every single company, every single product, every single Etsy shop that we talked about is going to be linked in that. It's also going to have all the coupon codes that we talked about and mentioned and threw out there. So all the information from here, if you're driving, if you're exercising, don't stress out. You're going to go over there, you're going to scroll down, and you're going to find what you need
to know. Support these small businesses on Small Business Saturday. And also at the same time, remember, it's not just about gifts. It's about family time. It's about loving each other, enjoying each other's company. And there's no greater gift than just spending time together with your loved ones.
Absolutely. And we feel that very strongly. We do these gear guides and these gift guides because we know you all love it. And we know that you want to give gifts that are meaningful and that are close to your heart. But at the same time, remember that the most meaningful gift of all is spending time with your loved ones.
And we do 3 gift guides a year. And, you know, we do 49 other episodes a year that really are about, you know, the joy and just spending time together in the RV, camping, whenever you can, however you can get it.
All right. A big thanks to our sponsors.
A big thank you to Jayco. To view their complete lineup of RVs, head on over to jayco.com. And to Camp Casual, you want to check out all of their cool products, and they were one of our Small Business Saturday picks. You want to head over to campcasual.com. And a big thank you to Thetford. To view all of their really cool products that make RVing so much more comfortable and safe and fun, head on over to thetford.com.
All right, everybody, a happy, happy holidays to all of our listeners. And we'll be back next week with some gift recommendations from maybe some not so small businesses.
Not so small at all.
We can't help ourselves. All right. Talk to you then.
Stay tuned.